Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. Got Richard Serrett, big talk show up in Canada, joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll also have open phones in the second half of the this hour. Interesting news I haven't gotten to yet. Four-month trial ends with no convictions. Federal income tax evasion cases involved 9 defendants, 161 felony charges, and they were all found not guilty by the juries. The majority of tax cases we've seen this year have been won by the defendants, because now the general public is finding out that indeed the IRS is private. Indeed, it gets federal funds, but it's just like the Blackwater mercenaries. It's private. They're finding out the Federal Reserve is private. They're finding out the District of Columbia is really registered in Puerto Rico and Guam. It's all true. And so they're finding out about it. And so people are winning case after case after case after case after case because they just say, show me the law. The 16th Amendment was never ratified, ladies and gentlemen. Income taxes are unconstitutional. We're not saying there can't be other taxes. There can. We built this country with 10+% average growth rates before we had the income tax. The income tax came in 1913, but it didn't get implemented over 1% until after 1947. So they're always saying, well, we got to take care of people. It only goes for interest on the debt. Debt created out of nothing. The same people that are imploding our currency right now are the same ones that run the income tax. And it just came out in court. They tried to send Joe Bannister to prison, Treasury agent who found out about this and spoke out. They're trying to send another IRS agent to prison right now. In fact, I want to get her on. I keep saying that. I don't know why we can't, but we're going to get her on. And I'm going to get these folks on. I want to go ahead and get Larry Beecraft on as well. I keep meaning to, and that crier fella. There's a whole bunch of them, and I've interviewed some of them before, years ago, but I want to get them all back on the next few weeks. You're going to be hearing them, or I'm going to throw a conniption. Other than that, if I do sound down today, folks, I just can't help it sometimes. I really like my dog. I love my dog. And he's got terminal cancer. And I just, and you know what happens once you've been around a while, every time something dies, even if it's a dog, this is a particularly smart and sweet dog. Smartest dog I've ever had. Really sweet. Really funny, like talks, doesn't like literally talk, makes all these weird noises, and fun. It's a funny dog. Well, you know how you like your dog, but every time an animal dies or somebody in your family dies, you think about everybody else that died, you know? That's the thing, and I've loved my grandfathers, loved my grandmother, other family I've got. I don't like thinking about other family I got dying. You know, your parents start getting older, and you realize they're going to die someday. I've got a great-grandmother to my children. My grandmother is still alive, and I see her getting old. And it's bittersweet because you have all those memories and all those things. You know, it's like when you were a child. You never thought you'd be grown up, and then all of a sudden you're grown up, and it seems like 5 minutes ago. And when you're waiting for something, a watch pot never boils, but then before you know it, you're there. And that's kind of how I feel about death. I know that day, even if it's 30 years from now or 60 years from now or next month, it's just going to be here. And you're just going to, bam, it's going to be there. Kind of like this year just started and it's almost gone. And but I think when you think about how short and limited and precious, gaseous, you know, it dissipates, life is, I think you live a little bit fuller life and start caring about things that really matter. I mean, you can't take it with you. You can't take all this junk and the baubles and the status with you. But you can build a better world.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a heritage station. By that, it's been around more than 80 years. It's CFRB, number one talk station in all of Canada. It's 1010 AM, covers much of the nation and, of course, into several, quite a few of the eastern states. And four nights a week, he's on the air. I've been on the show a couple times and have really been amazed by how professional he sounds and his breadth and width of knowledge and also some of the turn of phrases that he's come up with. I certainly enjoy coming on his show, so I thought, why not get Richard Serrett here on our broadcast? It's just to talk about today's news and what's happening, but also a Canadian perspective on the expanding and evolving North American integration or North American community. That's what they call it, the kingmakers that are establishing this, but then they tell us there's no such thing, even when Bush puts the United States under UN control during continuity of government and calls it the NAU. Again, joining us is Richard Serrett. Richard, thanks for coming on.
Hey, what a great pleasure to be with you again, Alex.
Richard, just tell us out of the gates about when your show's on, how people tune into it, your website, and how you woke up to the New World Order.
We're on Monday to Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. That's AM 1010. And also they can listen live around the world at CFRB.com. And they can check out all the show information on my website, RichardSerrett.com. How I came wake up, I suppose, from this strange sleep that's really afflicted us all, hasn't it? You know what? I met an interesting fellow who was an associate of Marshall McLuhan. Marshall McLuhan was a professor up here at the University of Toronto, and was his archivist, and had access to a lot of the same types of information, I guess, perhaps Carol Quigley had when he was the archivist for the Rockefellers. And this gentleman handed me a book. It was Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. I read that, devoured it, really, and it's just been sort of a waking nightmare ever since.
Well, it is, because David Rockefeller 3 years ago wrote a book and says they're setting up world government and the U.S. has to fall. And then you find out there were books written 100 years ago saying it, and now we're at that point. Now the dollar is plunging. Now they are militarizing the police. Now they are listening to the phone calls and admitting it. I mean, we're now here. We have now arrived, and it's just going to get more hardcore from this point on. Give me your take on that from a Canadian perspective.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, there is no conspiracy. It's all out in the open. As you say, these things are documented, they're published. We had the Fraser Institute back in 1999 issuing a press release advocating for integration, both economic and political, with the United States, talking about the Amero. In fact, I believe it was Herbert Grubel, who a senior fellow at the Fraser Institute, which is the conservative think tank up here, that coined the phrase the Amero. It's all... If you want to just go looking for it, probably you could find it in the National Archives down
there
in
College
Plaza.
It's psych warfare, because they'll go on MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, and say, we're going to go to the Amero in the financial news, and then later they'll have the FBI put out a training manual saying if someone says it, it's code for white supremacy, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, you know what it is? Because as you know, these things are planned 50 years down the road. In 1967, they were actually down in, I believe it was Ecuador, when Lyndon Johnson was president. They were first talking about North American Union. That's 40 years ago. That's how they planned things, these secret roundtables, 40, 50 years down the road. And it's done through incrementalism, gradualism, which is right out of the Soviet, the handbook, you know? And we're the frog in the proverbial pot that starts out in cold water. They turn on the burner, gradually increase the temperature. It's kind of warm, it's kind of comfortable, and before you know it, we're boiled frog. And that's what's happening. And as you say, the time is nigh. It's happening here and now. The problem is, I don't know whether it's the fluoride in the water or, you know, a couple of years ago, the USA Today published, it was an Intercept, a memo between the State Department, or the Justice Department, and the Defense Department. They talked about if the financial situation in the U.S. Goes south in a hurry, they advocated putting Paxil or Prozac in the water supply.
I remember that was mainstream news.
Yeah. So
you know what? See, that's why I love you, because you're a really sharp guy, probably sharper than I am. And you remember all these things that I don't see. I'd forgotten that. I mean, there's so much. In fact, that was in USA Today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and it was quickly dropped.
What was that headline? I want somebody to find that and post it in the PrisonPlanet.com forum, but go ahead.
Oh, boy, I don't remember the headline.
No, I mean
it wasn't even on the front page. But
I just checked our listeners there. They'll find it.
Yeah, it disappeared as quickly as it was there. But, if you go back in the archives, I'm sure somebody could find it, one of your...
Well, I remember 15 years ago, I didn't believe that fluoride really brain damaged people, and then it was meant... I said, oh, that's made up. I've seen Dr. Strangelove, and I'm a fan of Stanley Kubrick, so it must not be true. And I went and actually read documents, and then I found the University of Texas documents, of all places, where in 1933 they had already taken Russian studies about how it could be used to calm the population. And then I found Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II where the Germans did it. It's really true. Again, just like the NAU is real, they just say it doesn't exist.
Well, how else to explain the passivity in your country? I mean, you have a history of standing up and taking up arms against this sort of tyranny. And how else? What else could you use to describe what's going on? Whether it's North American Union or the fact that they're just doing a total circumvent of the
Constitution. Well, also, Richard,
it's if this happened 200 years ago, this would be a revolution. But now we just sit there and we take it because we're living in this fur-lined trap, Alex. We're slaves, but we're really comfortable, and our cage is very well appointed. That's how they get us.
But now they're even starting to take away some of the generous appointments in the little apartment cages. But you just brought up a point that made me think, because I'm really starting to notice it. And it's not from a sardonic, elitist view, because I don't have that high a view of myself. But it's like I'm hearing people in public now grunting and ooping like monkeys. I'm seeing people act stupider and stupider, and they look more and more dim-eyed, and people are dumber and dumber and dumber, and it's like they're mesmerized, and you see the studies every year of the majority don't know where this is on a map or don't know who the vice president is. It seems like it's... Do you see it accelerating, the dumbing down?
Absolutely. I've had the great pleasure of speaking with Charlotte Isherbit on my program a bunch of times. I don't know if you're familiar with Charlotte. She wrote the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And this, we're not talking about some wacko here. We're talking about an insider. She was working under Ronald Reagan as in the Department of Education.
Head of policy, number two, Department of Education, yeah.
Yes, she saw what was going on, and she's the ultimate whistleblower. And again, this goes back 50, 60 years. They were secretly, under even Eisenhower, at the height of the Cold War, supposedly, which was a big lie. Here they are merging the American and Soviet education systems. And this was going on under Reagan and Gorbachev. Gorbachev, they had set up an office for him in San Francisco before the wall even fell down. So you tell me that this is a conspiracy.
No, it's all public, and she was a conservative in there. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. By the way, have you ever asked her about his deathbed admissions?
Ooh, I have not.
But then to just, she was like, this isn't conservative. This is a total operation. People said, well, Reagan was good. Reagan wasn't running anything, folks. He was a complete and total puppet, especially after they shot him. Where do you see all this going with the North American Union? Where do you see this dumbing down going?
Well, it's part of the whole package. I mean, we talked about the fluoride in the water, and Prozac in the water supply. If you want to drag 300 million people into the North American Soviet Union, they've got to be pliable. They've got to be unquestioning. If you want to produce serfs for the new global economy that are going to be happy wearing paper hats and working, for minimum wage or less, who knows what a minimum wage will be under North American Union. But that's the first step. You've got to change your value system. That's been done through the education system. To tolerate anything, the idea that the nation state now equals racism, tribalism is racism, that's the first step. You got to dumb them down. And I wish that poor girl that was caught in the headlights like a deer, the North Carolina teen pageant contestant, we heard her immortal words ushered across the world. Unfortunately, she couldn't, poor thing, couldn't put a sentence together to save her life. I wish that was an anomaly, but it's not.
Bottom line, the Bible says that they traffic in men's souls, and that's a good analogy for this. Cars, buildings, jewels, those are all manifestations of the human intellect and mind. It is your intellect. And history is a struggle between evil geniuses and good genius who simply want freedom and have the fires of liberty burning in their heart versus those that have the fires of control freak mentality burning in their hearts. And folks, when they steal your intellect, and when they steal the maps of the world, when they steal the way the systems are really designed and then falsely implant those into your psyche, they have stolen your entire life and your soul. And a lot of you are so deep into this that, even though you know deep down what we're saying is true, you can't intellectualize even the thoughts to be able to think of the next step. I don't even know what to say to those people. It's just that this is real.
Well, you know what it is? It's like if you see a parade from high up above, you can see the beginning, you can see the middle end. There's a cohesiveness to it. You can see what's happening. If you're down on street level, you only get little bits and pieces. You can't see the whole picture. And this thing is so vast and so complex and so interwoven. For the average person, and I include myself in that, I've had the benefit of speaking to great people like yourself and Charlotte Isherbit and Webster Tarpley and a whole host of other people that have really opened my eyes. People, they just don't stand a chance. They're just inundated. We're like magpies, and the media, keep waving these shiny objects in front of us, and we're distracted. Larry King, when he should be talking about the mysterious death of Todd Blue and the next 9/11 and all of these things, he's talking about Larry Craig and O.J. Simpson and Britney Spears. We don't stand a chance.
And at the end of the road is population control, mass population culling, reduction. I want to get Richard Serrett of 1010 AM out of Canada's take on that when we get back. We'll also talk about Ahmed Dinajid's visit and take your calls. He's the host of the CFRB Nightly Show. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 24th, 2007, gold $732.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $754.90, $372.25 for half, $186.13 for quarter. That's $754.90, $372.25, and $86.13. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve about and you can't make a run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome back, my friends.
We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't in the...
I'm glad that you've decided to join us today. That's why they want you all wired into the city water system. That's why they want you eating the foods they want. They want to control you. And I'd forgotten USA Today about a year ago said, yeah, there's federal studies. I'm going to dig that story out. In fact, I had that in a stack to go in Endgame and just never forgot about it. I've forgotten more than I've ever even talked about on air. And they kind of put those articles out from time to time. Hey, we could put Prozac in the water as the economy gets worse. Maybe society needs it. Well, by the way, most major water systems already have Prozac, because a lot of them are toilet to tap. You're drinking the water from 20 other cities upstream, and it's just full of Prozac and other drugs. And women's birth control, that's been all over the news. Going back to Richard Serrett, it's a short segment. We'll come back and get more into it. But population reduction, what have you learned about the globalist master plan there? What they plan to do at the end of the tunnel when they finally get their world government police state?
Oh, everything we need to know is on the Council on Foreign Relations website. They publish it again. they're very upfront about this. Their organ is called Foreign Affairs, and it's published online. They talk about a reduction. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's anywhere from a third to two thirds.
Yeah, that's right. They say about half on their website, and that's the public. And then behind closed doors or in their own publications, it's 80%. And then most of them, actually, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, they want 90% of us dead.
The other thing is you listen to people like Prince Philip of England, who is the co-founder of the World Wildlife Fund, along with Prince Bernhard, who was an SS officer. People forget that, but those two are the grandparents of the World Wildlife Fund, and a lot of these environmental groups, the Sierra Club, etc. They're real. On the surface, they seem like they're good folks, and maybe many or most of them are. But at the root of this is a real hatred for humankind. They would much rather have, man vacating the premises.
Well, it's the final manifestation of total selfishness and evil to want to dominate your enemies so completely to just go ahead and annihilate them. It's the instinct of control freaks to the final solution so they're never challenged again.
And I remember Prince Philip being interviewed once and was asked if he believed in reincarnation, what he'd like to come back as, and he said a deadly human virus. If you listen carefully, these people tell you exactly who they are.
But let's just trust them and take all their vaccines and drink their water, and let's just trust them. Everything's going to be fine.
Exactly. It almost makes you want to throw up your hands and just give in, Alex, but we can't ultimately. You got to finish the race, and we know ultimately that good triumphs over evil.
Well, the sick part is humanity's waking up to them. I mean, when Congress has a 10% approval rating, their system's in deep trouble. So regardless, I noticed they tried to lie and spin and stuff up until about a year ago. Now I'm seeing the news shift just into confusing stuff that doesn't even make sense and is purposefully a lie. Now they're going into really sophisticated forms of mind control where they're just overstimulating. And I've picked up the algorithm. I mean, I could write a book trying to describe it, but I've now picked up a new attack pattern. Have you seen that?
No. Explain.
When we get back, I'll briefly try to get into it. But I'm seeing some really dangerous developments in their attack pattern, propaganda-wise, and it doesn't bode well. Our guest is Richard Serrett. You can hear him Monday through Thursday on the number one talk station in Canada, 1010 AM. And we're honored to have the CFRB host on with us. This is Genesis Communications.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2 book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kits, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Don't forget, I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Off and on during the breaks, we've been watching Ahmadinejad give his speech. I've never seen such a shameful display of caveman behavior. The head of the university got up and called him names for 20, 30 minutes. Because I've been watching clips of it, and they're in there writing notes. So I just scan the notes. They're calling him all these names, and he just gets up humbly and starts speaking. I mean, even if the guy was the devil, you don't act like that when you invite them to speak. It's just unbelievable. And the thing is about Ahmadinejad, and I'm not defending the guy. Government tends to be pretty corrupt, and they're certainly not perfect, is that he didn't say the Holocaust didn't happen. He didn't say destroy Israel. He didn't say any of those things. And we played Ron Paul last hour, and Bill Moyer reports about our criminal government from the 50s until 79, torturing at least 200,000 people to death, secret police everywhere, taking over the government from an elected pro-America. They were pro-America. And they used that pro-Americanism to knock off their leader, knock him out of the power position, and take over. That's all declassified. They don't have nukes. They don't want nukes. They're not about to get nukes. I want to get comments from Richard Serrett on this, then we're going to take calls. And I said I would elaborate and get into the new forms of propaganda. If I have time later, I'll get into it. I mean, really all it is, you know how you can observe something, you can get the whole flavor of it, but you can't, it would take a lot of thought and a big treatise just to break it down into how they do it. But I can see the patterns. Like years ago, I could tell that, I kept noticing that with troop death numbers in different conflicts, they would announce 5 troops died and 10 civilians. And then later it'd be 500 troops died and 4,000 civilians. And I could tell they were always announcing a lower number first because somehow that was creating the psychology of when the bigger number came out, it would at least put it into dispute and that people would become confused. Then I read a British Army psychological warfare manual from the 50s. I ran into it, and I think the Journal of Psychology. I just picked it up at Barnes & Noble, opened it up, and there they were reporting on it about how they found that if you give a lower number, later when a big one comes out, that people automatically average the two together. They did studies on this. I mean, they have studies on everything. Well, now I'm seeing them put out ridiculous disinfo on purpose, contradicting themselves, changing what words mean. It's just like they're discrediting themselves on purpose, but then saying, what are you going to do about it? It's almost like they're saying fait accompli or force du jour, force majeure. Richard Serrett, I mean, you get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, we are bombarded, absolutely bombarded, first with what is supposedly the truth, and then could they come out with something that totally conflicts or contradicts that. And so ultimately, we're just, it doesn't compute. It's just like we short-circuit because we can't absorb that, all that information. And that's how they, I mean, there are websites, obviously, on 9/11 that are purported to be in support of the conspiracy of 9/11 or counter to the official story, but we know that they're being used to essentially discredit that same movement. So this sort of thing, I think, goes on at every level and with every conspiracy.
I think it's doing two things. I know it's doing two things. It's separating the wheat from the chaff. It is testing our mettle. It's making those that are already dumbed down, already caught in the matrix, already mesmerized, literally go into zombie mode. They're like zombies. And then it's making those of us that are trying to study it really accelerate our understanding and almost giving us a brain boost. I don't know how to describe that, but do you get where I'm going with that?
Well, how do you mean by a brain boost?
I'm exponentially learning more, understanding more, seeing more. I'm getting smarter. And I'm not saying I'm that smart. I'm just learning more is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's for technology. I mean, we were exposed to, 50, 100 years ago, everything somebody knew could be placed in, or the cumulative knowledge of mankind could be placed in one edition of the New York Times. And now, you know, that knowledge is doubling every 5 years. Soon it'll be every 2 years, but we can't confuse information and knowledge really with wisdom. And ultimately, I think there's only one book that provides that. And for those people that are sort of confused by all this information, all you need to know is ultimately we are both the prize and the pawn in this ultimate struggle between good and evil.
But somehow the old cliche rings true that the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. They're setting up world government in front of us. They're engaged in every crime you can imagine and stuff I never thought of. I learn all the time. I go, my gosh, you know, there's always levels to this. It just gets worse. And they
even tell us what they're doing and how they're going to do it ahead of time, and yet still we don't believe them. How does that happen?
It's a psychological formulae. And folks, when you're conscious of it, and dealing with it and trying to study it, you can't even grasp it. It's so big. It just blows my mind. Ahmed Dinajid, what do you think about the whole situation with Iran and the disinfo? Here's an example. Last week he gave a speech and said, if we are nuked, if we are attacked, if Israel attacks us, We have drawn up plans to defend ourselves. AP headline, Iran plans to bomb Israel. Another AP headline, there were several, said something similar. Let me think of the exact headline. It was, Iran draws up plans to bomb Israel. Now, when you read down, it said, if we're attacked, we'll fight back. I mean, see how that's just a basic propaganda right there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we tend to think of these things happening in the Soviet Union. There was a former KGB guy that came over to the United States, and he congratulated some CIA officer and said, you know what, it took us 50 years to do this with gulags. You're doing it with the mainstream press.
Was that Primakov?
Might have been, yeah.
I know they have. Well, listen.
With Homeland Security.
Listen, Wired Magazine's finally reporting on what we've been reporting on. Did you know they've hired the former head of the East German Stasi? They hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB? I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up.
Oh, yeah, and they're all living around, is it Alexandria, Virginia, or
yes.
Is it Langley? Yeah, there's tons of former KGB in that neighborhood because they're all on the Homeland Security payroll.
Well, that's the incredible part is that, you know, 5 years ago, I knew who Chertoff was from the impeachment hearings and other staged events, and I knew who he was from some other stuff back when he wasn't, you know, bald like a cue ball. But I keep hearing Chertoff, you know, his grandparents were in KGB and founders of it, and I'm GRU, and I'm like, yeah. And then I go research, and it's true. And the new Homeland Security head's family. I mean, this is folks. And Madeleine Albright's dad, I remember hearing that her dad had overseen the murder of over 1 million people in Czechoslovakia, and then I found out it was mainstream news, and she's got all this artwork stolen from people that Hitler killed at her house.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Then the Serbs save her, so she bombs them. I mean, these folks.
Well, there's if that doesn't totally destroy the illusion that, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, you got a two-party system, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm sure you've heard that the Trotskyites came over here and the Crystal's daddy founded the neocons and was the head of the Communist Fourth International. I mean, again, you can't make it up.
No, they're all on the same side, ultimately.
Oh, it's not communist, exactly. It's all the same people, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's... I don't know what it would take to wake everybody up to this, Alex. You know, shows like yours, ultimately, all we can do is keep banging away and hope that... you know, the thing is, you've got a dedicated listenership. I do. Oftentimes, I think we find we're probably preaching to the choir. What we need to do is deputize those people to get out, start knocking on doors, start writing their congressmen, their member of parliament.
Well, that's what I tell people to do. Start a website. Do a YouTube video. Just do something.
Yeah, or even just, you know, call your up here in Canada, a member of parliament. Call them up and say, listen, I know what you're up to. We got our eyes on you. We're in the midst of a provincial election up here, and you would think something like North American Union would be in a huge campaign issue. I mean, we're a huge center for auto manufacturing, part of the auto pact, and this sort of thing. We could be talking about hundreds of thousands of jobs on the line. Do you think it's even been raised once in the campaign? Not a chance.
And if you try to peacefully, it was a middle-aged audience, I'd say 50 and up. Over the hill audience of great people who were out there at the SPP a month and a half ago, and here come the cops hitting other cops with rocks, and then we caught them, and then it's admitted they were provocateurs. And a few newspapers admitted it, but where are the arrests? I mean, how criminal is it when the police are staging terror attacks? And that's what that is. That's a mini black op, a mini false flag, when cops with big rocks that can kill people are hitting other cops in the head with giant rocks and staged events so they can attack peaceful people.
Where is the Fifth Estate? You know, supposedly the front line in preserving our rights and our freedoms. Totally asleep at the switch. If this had happened 30 years ago, presumably, one would hope, the journalists would have latched on this like a pit bull on a pork loin, not let go like they did with Watergate. This is huge.
Well, my question is, how do you get cops to go hit other cops so you can rubber bullet old men and women? What happened to the... I'm not trying to bash cops. That only helps the system, divides us from each other. But I'm asking you, police, how do they get you? I've seen Austin cops do this. How do they get you to do evil things like that?
I think part of it is they, like a lot of us, they were convinced that we can do sometimes, we can do the wrong thing for what we think is the right reason.
Exactly.
And presumably they'll say, you know what, we sacrificed a few thousand innocent lives on 9/11, but it's for the greater good. Those people will, from generations from now, will look back and will say, you know, they died heroes because it allowed us to get into the Middle East, to install permanent bases, to expand the American empire, and to make sure that there's a free flow of cheap gasoline, because, you know, we're all culpable in this. We've all.
And by the way, you interviewed the cretin, one of a gaggle of neocons, for the Philadelphia News, who shared 9/11 was good. We need another one.
Yeah, and he's not alone. You know, he at least he was upfront and about it to actually publish it. Now he was saying, obviously, I don't want a loss of life. He was speaking metaphorically. Well, I don't see how you can speak about something like that metaphorically. You either are hoping for another 9/11 or you're not. And clearly he was. It's like Kissinger back in the 70s speaking at a Bilderbergers group saying, you know, people are not going to accept this kind of change willingly, talking about, you know, the New World Order, one world government. It's going to take a huge cataclysmic event. And then once that happens on American shores, they will welcome UN security forces.
And now, Bush, again, I want to make this clear, took continuity of government from the Congress. He doesn't have that power, but he did it. It's illegitimate. And then now gave it to the UN. I mean, that actually happened. We're living, this is huge. We're living history.
This is treasonous. And again, I say 200 years ago, you know, Americans would have been picking up their musket loaders and marching. And I'm not advocating, you know, violent revolution, but I often ask myself, what's it going to take, and how close are we to getting to that point?
Yeah, it's in the water, folks. And the television mesmerizes you with the drugs they're putting us. And then now you breathe it in the shower. We've all got to take serious precautions, even I do included, to just not let them get to us with this stuff. Let's talk to John in Michigan and Charlotte and Carlton and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Just want to make a comment about the Imaginad visiting and how we refuse to let him visit the site of a World Trade Center. I think that's a pretty huge statement and a pretty sad statement that someone's going to say, here, let me share in your tragedy, and we're just going to say, no, we don't even want to hear you.
Well, see, because that would break into the illusion. Some Americans think he carried it out. See, and it also shows what a police state we are, that they won't even let him go down there.
They can't afford to humanize this guy. Remember, we're supposed to be bombing these characters in a few months.
Yeah, and I think it says very clearly that we are going to be bombing them, and it doesn't matter what they say or what they do, and I think it's just really sad.
54 years of mass murder and death against them isn't enough, just like 17 years against the Iraqis isn't enough. It'll be going on another 100 if they have their way. I appreciate your call, John. Charlotte in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm a student at Columbia, and it's like an armed camp up here today. President Bollinger basically did 45 minutes of taunting Ahmadinejad. I think the money quote was, since you want to destroy Israel, do you plan on wiping us out too? And all of the School of International and Public Affairs students are acting as his cheering section. They're egging him on while he was trying to egg Ahmadinejad on to try to get him to say something.
But see, the globalists love this because this will make Americans rally around Bush. Ahmadinejad will be bolstered in Iran when he's a hardliner. And worldwide, he looks genteel and humble, and we look like animals.
Yeah, well, he's actually been very, very eloquent. There was something that he mentioned about some countries trying to steal the resources from other countries and creating an unsafe psychological state and using terrorism as a way to do what they want. So he's actually made a few good points, and they're just trying to tear him down. If anyone wants to look, the Columbia newspaper is actually doing a live blog, so you can do to columbiaspectator.com, and you can see all the budding communists at the university just tearing Ahmadinejad down and
Well, they loved attacking. They loved attacking the Butcher of Belgrade. You know, and they always have these little titular heads who they lie about and exaggerate about. And it's the same thing, when really it's about destroying infrastructure that isn't owned by the central bankers. Thank you for the call, Charlotte. We got about a minute before we go into this final segment. Comments on that, Richard Serrett?
Well, Ahmadinejad is a curious fellow. He was a virtual unknown when he was elected mayor of Tehran. He spent not a penny on his presidential campaign. Of course, the mullahs got behind him. This guy has a PhD in transportation and communications. I mean, I don't know where this guy came from, but I suspect he was sent down from central casting. Certainly, he's been misquoted. Although I must, you know, say I have no love for the Iranian.
Oh no, he's very suspicious. In fact, they may be involved at a higher level. Yeah.
Well, there's a famous quote that you look under any mullah's cloak and you'll find the Union Jack.
Well, we know they came in and radicalized them and created the Wahhabist.
Certainly.
Yeah, there's a whole other level to it, of course, but the public probably can't understand that or deal with it. Richard Serrett, final segment straight ahead. We'll take a call from British Columbia, take one from Kyle and Robert if we have time. We'll definitely get to the call from Canada on the other side with the host of the weeknight show on 1010.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am flat out of time. The show's basically over. I got some of the news, some of the clips I wanted to cover. Don't forget that up on JonesReport.com, we've got a breaking story about Giuliani confronted by victims, family members of 9/11. We Are Change's great work. Also, the video of Greenspan being confronted by We Are Change and InfoWars.com's very own Rob Jacobson, who's now back in Austin, Texas, back at the Batcave. And there's a big report about how, oh, they want to use the IP phones now to listen for keywords and to tune in on what you're saying for marketing, though. And Google, of course, a year ago announced they're using the microphones to listen to you in your house. You couldn't make this type of stuff up. It's going on. It's happening. Educate the dumbbells. Richard Serrett, of course, is our guest, and you can hear him Monday through Thursday weeknights on 10:10 a.m. right out of Toronto. And it goes well into the U.S., and he's definitely a great asset to the freedom movement. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I have made 16 films. Terror Storm, the final cut, is available now up on InfoWars.com. You can see all my films, special TV reports, you name it, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And now is the time to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You don't just fund our operation when you do that. You get all my TV shows, my special reports, all my films, and super high quality. You can burn to disc and give to people. Great activist tool. And Endgame, coming up the 24th of October, will be available up there for you to download before you can even get it a few weeks later on DVD. Let's jam in a few final calls here. Robert in Florida, then Bob. You're on the air, Robert. Go ahead. Robert just dropped. Kyle in Iowa. Kyle, go ahead. You guys are good at that, dropping right when I go to you. Go ahead.
Hi. Really quick, I'll try. I know you're in a hurry. It's about your dog. I got some advice for you. One of my clients is a nurse that doesn't actually have her head up her wazoo. What she did, her dog had rectal cancer, and it was terminal. They said, your dog's going to die. She took a pancake 3 times a day and soaked it in mangosteen juice, and after a month's time, the cancer was totally gone. And if I could also recommend possibly giving your dog a probiotic and colloidal silver, those are two good immunoboosters. And on top of that, Innova dog food, I-N-N-O-V-A.
Well, that's another reason I talk to people. I talk to vets here in Austin. They say the animals are all still dying left and right of kidney failure, everything else from all the poison in the food. Now it's in the human food. That's all part of this thing degenerating. Richard Serrett comments. Thanks for the call.
Well, people say if the population depopulation agenda is so successful, you know, why are we all living longer? The idea is not to kill us off at once. They want a sick population, a chronically ill population. That's how they we become a crop basically for the pharmaceuticals, and that's how they make their billions and trillions.
Well, the way it works is, you notice this stuff kicks in right after the working years, and they get to suck all your savings out too.
Exactly.
They use soft kill weapons on the third world populations whose life expectancy is plummeting, and then they use hard kill weapons on them, and they use soft kill on the first world nations, and then they also skew the numbers. People used to live longer. It's just if you lived past age 3, you then lived longer. They average lower fetal death numbers in with the overall. If you average it in together, it's a lot worse. Richard Serrett, thanks for spending time with us.
My great pleasure.
Tell folks when you're on tonight.
Monday to Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the upcoming show info at richardserrett.com.
S-Y-R-E-T-T. All right, S-Y-R-T-T. Got links to it up on InfoWars.com. Richard, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, pal.
You bet. Take care. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, right here on this same station, retransmitted over Genesis. If you missed any of the first hour, it's about to start again at InfoWars.com. We retransmit the show. You can listen to the streams. Go to InfoWars.com right now if you'd like, and you can hear any of the first part of the show that you missed off of my streams. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.